الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله with a new درس of the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in the last درس we talked about the servants of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We said that they were Anas ibn Malik, Asma ibn Haritha, Hind ibn Haritha, Rabi'at ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Uqbat ibn Amir al-Juhani, Bilal ibn Rabah, Sa'd Mawla Abi Bakr, Dhu Mikhmar ibn Akhi al-Najashi, this the nephew of Najashi, wa Bukayr ibn Shaddakh al-Laythi. So these are the servants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were 10, as we see, 10 servants for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of them is hired by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or forced. They all willingly volunteered to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas, his mother, brought him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud himself donated to be the one responsible of the shoes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uqba ibn Amir donated to be the one who lead the animal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever he is traveling. And the rest as well, you know, everyone donated to do something for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the high level of love they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his kindness and great manners and characters. That's why they all preferred to be the servants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are going to talk about the Mawali, and Mawali are those who were slaves, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam released them, but they decided to be always with him, serving him. He gave them their freedom, but they decided to stay with him and to be with him. Those are called the Mawali. The Mawali. From them is Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha ibn Sharahil al-Kalbi. He was known at part of the time, and he was first of all a slave sold in Mecca. He was from Ha'il, from Tay. And he was taken by some of the Arab tribes who attacked his village when he was a little young boy, and he was led as a slave to Mecca and sold there, and he was bought by Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu ta'ala anha, who gave him as a gift to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who released him immediately, gave him his freedom. Zayd ibn Haritha, after he was freed, decided to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, serving him. yani he wanted to be around him. One day Zayd's uncles came to Mecca when they hear that he is in Mecca. So they came and when they saw him, they knew him. And they told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is our son, we want to take him with us. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the choice is his. If he wants to go with you, then that is up to him. I don't force him. If he wants to stay, you do not force him. So they asked Zayd, but Zayd decided to stay with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As yani for what he saw from his manners and characters, that he and they were all sure that he will never ever find anyone, any mankind, who can be in such kind of level of manners and characters, very high levels of level of manners and characters. Zayd ibn Haritha, the Prophet ﷺ loved him so much. Till yani he was known in Mecca that he is Zayd ibn Muhammad, although they know his father's name, but they decided to call him Zayd ibn Muhammad because the Prophet ﷺ was always yani carrying him around wherever he goes. Zayd was with him, and at the end the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you remember, when he spoke about his wives, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we mentioned Zainab bint Jahsh, if you remember, Zainab bint Jahsh ibn Ri'ab ibn Ya'mur ibn Sabra ibn Murwa ibn Kabir ibn Ghanm ibn Dawud ibn Asad ibn Khuzaymah ibn Mudrik ibn Ilyas ibn Mudhar ibn Nizar ibn Ma'ad Ibn Adnan, and she was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was the cousin, she was the daughter of his aunt Umayma bint Abdul Muttalib. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered Zayd Zainab. He told Zayd to marry Zainab bint Jahsh, his cousin. And we all remember the ayah, فَلَمَّا قَضَى مِنْهَا زَيْدٌ وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَ لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ حَرَجٌ فِي أَزْوَاجِ أَدْعِيَائِهِمْ. لما قضى منها زيد وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون للناس حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم. Let me get that آية for you إن شاء الله تعالى. So زيد ابن حارثة, زيد ابن حارثة was the most beloved one by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the yani outsiders, as in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah number 37, Surah number 33. لما قضى منها زيد, نعم, زوجناكها لكي لا يكون للناس حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم. وإذ تقول للذي أنعم الله عليه وأنعمت عليه, لا تز زيد, أنعم الله عليه وأنعمت عليه, behold, Thus didst say to one who had received the grace of Allah. How? Because Allah Ta'ala decreed that he be taken by the tribe that attacked his village and took him as a slave, and they sold him as a slave in Mecca. And then Allah Ta'ala made Khadija to yani give him as a gift to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to become the closest one to him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And favor, yani Allah Ta'ala gave him the grace from him, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well gave him yani favor, or he became a favor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله. Retain thou and would lock thy wife and fear Allah. وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه. وتخفي في نفسك ما الله but thou didst hide in thy heart that which Allah was about to make manifest. وتخشى الناس thou didst fear the people. والله أحق أن تخشى, but it is more fitting that thou shouldest fear Allah. فلما قضى منها زيد, here is the important thing, فلما قضى منها زيد وطرا زوجناك لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم. فلما قضى منها زيد وطرا زوجناك لكي لا يكون للناس حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. So Zayd ibn Haritha, when he married Zainab bint Jahsh, and from the mawali of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the slave that he freed but they decided to stay with him, is the son of Zayd, which is Usama ibn Zayd. Zayd was called Hibbu Rasulillah, the most beloved one by Rasulullah. And Usama was called Ibn Hibb Rasulillah, Hibb wa Ibn Hibb. He was most beloved and the son of the most beloved one to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from the Mawali is Thawban Ibn Bujdad. Thawban Ibn Bujdad. Wa kana lahu nasabun fil Yaman. ثوبان بن مجدد وكان له نسب في اليمن, كان له نسب في اليمن. وكان له نسب في اليمن. He was from the people of Yemen, Thawban. Wa Abu Kabsha min muwalladi Makkah. Abu Kabsha was from those slaves who were born in Mecca. Yuqalu ismuhu Sulaym. His kunya is Abu Kabsha, and it was said that his name was Sulaym. He attended Badr, the Battle of Badr, with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it was said that he was from the slaves who were born in Daus. And Daus today is near Al-Baha, between Taif and Al-Baha, south to Mecca, around 260 kilometers to the south of Mecca. And also Anasa Aydan, from the people, from the slaves who were born in the As-Sara. As-Sara is the chain of mountains begins from Taif, east south of Mecca, southeast of Mecca, going to the south of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Huge mountains connected to each other called As-Sara. As-Sara means the highest place. He was born there. And from the Mawali as well, one called Saleh, the other called Shukran, Warabah, Waswad, Wayasar, Wanubi, وابو رافع ابو رافع اسمه اسلم. His name is Aslam. His kunya is Abu Rafi, and his kunya is Aslam. And وقيل اسمه إبراهيم. And it was said that Abu Rabi's name was Ibrahim, and he was a slave for Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Al-Abbas gave him as a gift to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who released him and gave him his freedom. But again, we notice something very important here. All those whom the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them their freedom, they decided to be with him. Although they became free, they decided to remain with him, as well as his wives. You know, number of his wives were slaves or captives, and he released them and then asked them for marriage. They accepted, although he was the one, and his army killed their husbands, their fathers. But they saw how great was he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of manners and characters, not like what their husbands and fathers and people used to say about him. And also from the Mawali of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Muwayhiba. Abu Muwayhiba. Min Muwalladi Muzayna. He was from the slaves who were born in Muzayna. And Muzayna is a tribe in around Medina. It was called Muzayna. So it was given to the Prophet ﷺ, and he released him. Also Fadala is from the slaves that the Prophet ﷺ released and gave them freedom. ورافع. Remember, we had Abu Rafi, and this is a different one. Rafi, not his son, but this was a slave for Sa'id ibn al-As, who died, and his son got him in the inheritance, because he's a property he's owned. So he was released. He was of those who were released. And given, and he came to the Prophet ﷺ to help him before he got his freedom. So the Prophet ﷺ helped him, but the children of Sa'id ibn al-As gave him to the Prophet ﷺ as a gift, and the Prophet ﷺ released him. That's why Rabi used to say, Ana Mawla Rasulullah, I am the Mawla of Rasulullah, I am the slave whom Rasulullah ﷺ released, and I am loyal to, I'm loyal to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this was the 13th. The 14th was Mud'im or Mid'am. Mid'am. And another one called Aslam. Sorry, Aswad. Aswad. He was given to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a gift by Rifa'ah ibn Zayd al-Judami. He was from those slaves who were born in Hisma and was killed in Wadi al-Qura around Medina. And from the slaves of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we have 15 now. 16 was Karkara or Kirkira. Kirkira, and he is the one who was responsible of guarding the families of the Prophet ﷺ. And 17th is Zayd. It's different from Zayd ibn Haritha. This is Zayd, a different one. His grandchild is a well-known muhaddith called Hilal ibn Yasar. 18th is Ubaid, another one called Ubaid, was a slave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tahman and Tahman, Tahman, Kaysan, also Mehran, another one, 21 now, Zakwan. Oh, these are names for one person, Allah A'lam. They say Tahman, Aw Kaysan, Aw Mahran, Aw Dhakwan, Aw Marwan. They might be all one name for one person. And then we have number 20, Ma'bur al-Qibti, who was Christian and was given by the King of Alexandria to the Prophet ﷺ. Who was called Al-Muqawqis, the King of Alexandria, he used to be called Al-Muqawqis, sent some gifts to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From them was Ma'bur and Maria, whom the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enjoyed, and she delivered Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's why you don't see it in the Mawali, which we are going to mention in a while, because she wasn't a wife, she wasn't a wife. You did not find that with the yani when we mentioned the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we said he married 11 wives, 11 women. From them, Khadija, Sauda, Aisha, Hafsa, Umm Habiba, Ramla, Bint Abi Sufyan, Umm Salama, Hind, Bint Abi Umayya, Zainab Bint Jahsh, Zainab Bint Khuzaima, Juwayriya Bint Al-Harith, Safiya Bint Huyay, Maimuna Bint Al-Harith. So you don't see any of his wives which is called Maria. Now, the Mawali, also the female, will come to that. You don't see Maria. Why? Because she's not a wife, she's not a Mawla. Because she was a she slave that he saw Salam enjoyed her, then she got pregnant and delivered, and that is the way in Islam. If the slave, if the she slave, yani deliver a baby from her master, then she would be free automatically. She gets her freedom automatically, and she's not considered to be a wife, but they call it Ummu Walad. Ummu Walad means a mother of a child of that master. Now, so her son gave her freedom. And from the slaves of the Prophet ﷺ that he released, Waqid, that is 21. 22, Abu Waqid, that is a different person. And Hisham also was a slave of the Prophet ﷺ. Hisham. Abu Dumayra was number 24. Hunayn, number 25. Abu Asib, and his name is Ahmar. Abu Asib, 26. And Abu Ubaid, that is 27. That is number 27. Abu Ubaid. And the famous one, Safina, that is Mawla of the Prophet ﷺ. He was a slave for Umm Salama, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. So she released him with a condition that he serves the Prophet ﷺ as long as the Prophet ﷺ is alive. And then he said to her, if you did not make any condition, I would never ever leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would never ever leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Imam al-Jama'idi said that these are the famous ones, the known ones. And there is a saying that they are about 40. And from the Imam, as Imam Jama'idi said, Salma, Umm Rafi, wa Baraka, Umm Ayman. He got it as inherited that from his father. And Baraka is the mother of Osama bin Zayd, because when Zayd ibn Haritha divorced Zainab bint Jahsh ibn Ri'ab, he married Baraka Umm Ayman, and Baraka delivered his first and only child, which is Osama bin Zayd. So his mother is Baraka. And Maimuna bint Sa'd, she was also one of the slaves of the Prophet ﷺ that he released. وخضرة خضرة also خضرة not خضرة 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 means beautiful. إن الدنيا in the hadith إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة. The Prophet ﷺ said, verily, life is sweet and beautiful. And the last female slave of the Prophet ﷺ was Radwa. 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 So the Prophet ﷺ had from the servants who were not slaves, 10. And the slaves whom he released, who served him as well and decided to stay with him even after they got their freedom, we counted already 28, and we said that Jama'ili said that there is in a saying it was said 40, and we got 5 she slaves whom were released and decided to stay with the Prophet ﷺ and serve him. Besides that, we have Maria Tirtiya, which is not a wife, not a slave. She was a slave, but once she got pregnant and delivered his baby Ibrahim, his child Ibrahim, then she became free. She became free. And inshallah ta'ala, and the next Sunday we're going to talk about horses, and then is horses, camels, and donkeys that they used to ride, and the other things like the sheep that he used to use for milking. And then we talk about his weapons. These two chapters inshallah are going to be covered next Sunday, and after that we start the chapter which really we all need to be aware of, which is the attributes or the description of the Prophet ﷺ and that attributes as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant us Iman and Sunnah until we meet each other again, to continue the biography of the Prophet ﷺ. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا for these very lovely moments that we lived with the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah gather us all with our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the land of resurrection, drinking from his leg, getting his intercession, and accompany him in the Jannah. Ameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. If there is any question related to this subject, you are welcome now to raise your hand so we know, and then you write it down. Maybe they did not enjoy it.